理课堂听 class.com。
第十一大功能 Asking for and giving opinion 询问和表明观点 Number 23 Asking for opinion 询问观点疯狂实战
Number 1 Do you think these shoes are all right?
Yes, they look great
Number 2 What's your opinion of the movie we saw last night?
Really boringNumber 3. How do you like the way I cooked the Thanksgiving turkey?
Well, to be honest, I think you could have done a better job. It was a little dry.
Number 24. Giving opinion. 表明观点。疯狂实战。
Number 1. I think Frank should invest in that company.
If you ask me, that would be a big mistake. Number 2. From my point of view...That plan is feasible.
I feel the same. Number 3. What would you say to my studying abroad?
Personally, I think that's a good idea for self-improvement.
第十二大功能 Asking for and giving advice. 听取和提出劝告 Number 25. Asking for advice.听取劝告疯狂实战
Number 1 Do you think I should go to Qingdao for the summer?
Why not? It's a good place to go Number 2 How do you feel about my going to the beach for a swim this evening?
Take my advice and don't go there alone Number 3 Do you really think I have to wear a tie and suit to the interview?
Definitely If you don't, you might not get the job
Number 26Giving advice. 提出劝告。疯狂实战。
Number 1. I have had a bad cold for a week.
Perhaps you'd better go and see a doctor. Number 2. I usually go to Shanghai by air.
Why don't you go there by boat for a change? Number 3. I think you ought to talk to Stone. He's very upset with you.
Maybe you're right.That might help clear the air.
第十三大功能 Suggestion 建议 Number 27 Suggestion 提出建议疯狂实战
Number 1 I'm going to a job interview, and I'm not sure what to wear.
How about your blue suit? Number 2 Robert...Why don't we stay up late and try to finish cleaning up after the party?
I really don't feel like that.
Number 3. How would you like to take a trip to the mountains for the weekend?
That sounds like fun.
超级挑战
Number 1. I'm looking for a fresh-tasting toothpaste. Do you have any suggestions?
A fresh-tasting toothpaste? How about Crest?
Crest?
Yes, I think you'll like it.Everybody says it's very fresh tasting.
Okay, thanks for the suggestion.
Number 2. What do you want to do today?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Well, how about going window shopping?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I'm in the mood to go window shopping. Any other suggestions?
Well, let me see. What if we took a ride in the country?
Good idea. We haven't taken a ride in the country in ages.
第十四大功能 Intention 意向 Number 28 Intention 表达意向疯狂实战
Number 1 What are your plans for a vacation this year?
I'm thinking of going to New Zealand Number 2 I intended to help you last night, but I was too busy
It doesn't matter. I have finished it myselfThanks anyway. Number 3. Hey, your car looks great. Wish I had one like that.
As a matter of fact, I'm intending to sell it at the end of this year. Maybe you can buy it.
第十五大功能 Invitation 邀请
Number 29. Inviting and accepting. 邀请与接受。疯狂实战。
Number 1. I hope you'll be able to join me for dinner.
I'd love to. Number 2. I'd like to invite you to a dinner party for my birthday.
Thank you. I'd love to come. Number 3. Would you like to go on a picnic this Sunday morning?
Oh, sounds like fun. What time?
Number 30. Inviting and declining. 邀请与拒绝。疯狂实战。
Number 1. Let's visit the museum this afternoon.
I'd like to, but I can't. I have to do my homework. Number 2. Are you free on Sunday, Ellen? Would you like to go to the concert with me?
I'd like to, but I'm afraid I'm already booked up for that day. Number 3. Hey, Andy, come and join us for a dress party. It'll be a real laugh. Say you'll come.
I'd love to, but I have to go over my lesson for an exam. Thank you for inviting me all the same.
发出邀请的经典例句。
1. We would be pleased if you could come and have dinner with us this evening.
2. I'd very much like you to come over for dinner.
3. I was wondering if you'd like to go to the concert with me Saturday night.
4. I'd like to invite you to dinner tonight.
5. Would you like to go to the movie with me?
6. Will you join us for lunch?
7. Will you come to my birthday party?
8. Are you free for our party this evening?
9. How about going for a cup of coffee?
10. Let's go for Chinese food.
第十六大功能 Asking for permission. 请求允许 Number 31. Giving permission. 允许疯狂实战
Number 1. Is parking allowed here?
Yes, it is.
Thanks.
Number 2. Excuse me, but do they allow people to bring pets into the park?
Yes, they do.
Number 3. There's a sign that says no parking.
Well, isn't that something? I just parked here last week with no problem. I don't remember seeing any sign then.
Number 32. Refusing permission. 不允许。疯狂实战。
Number 1. Is barbecuing allowed on the beach?
Not as far as I know. Number 2. Excuse me, but I don't think surfing is allowed here.
Oh, thanks for telling me. Number 3. Do they permit smoking here?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, thanks.
现场演绎。
A landlord and a new tenant are talking about rules of the building.
Before you sign the lease, do you have any questions?
Yes. Are we allowed to sublet the apartment?
No. I'm afraid subletting the apartment isn't permitted.
I see. Well, is it all right to use the fireplace?
No. You mustn't use the fireplace under any circumstances.
Oh. Well, do you allow people to have pets?
No, that's out of the question. We don't permit anyone to have pets.
How about parking in front of the building?
I'm sorry, you're not supposed to park in front of the building.
Oh.
And before I forget, I should mention that you may not alter the apartment in any way without permission. Now, do you have any other questions?
No, I guess not. I think you've answered them all.
We're moving up. We're moving up.
第十七大功能 Making a request. 提出请求 Number 33. Making a request. 提出请求疯狂实战
Number 1. Could you possibly mail these packages?
Sure, it would be my pleasure. Number 2. Do you mind opening the door for me?
No, not at all. Number 3. Could you tell me where Mr. Lee is?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
May I leave a message for him?
Yes, of course.
第十八大功能 Certainty and uncertainty. 肯定和不肯定 Number 34. Certainty. 肯定疯狂实战
Number 1. Are you sure about our success?
Absolutely sure. Number two, is it going to rain?
No, it isn't.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. There's no chance it's going to rain. Number three, do you think Kim can help me with my work?
Yes, I have no doubt she can do something for you.
Number 35. Uncertainty. 不肯定。疯狂实战。
Number 1. Does the show start at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
I'm not certain. Number 2. It's 1,180 yuan to fly from Guangzhou to Shanghai, isn't it?
Sorry, I'm not really sure about it. Number 3. Do you think we'll have a good profit this year?
It's hard to say.
第十九大功能 Complaining 抱怨 Number 36 Complaining 抱怨疯狂实战
Number 1 I'm really annoyed with my boss.
Why?
He's always forgetting to do things. And I take the blame. Number 2 This place makes me sick. I can't put up with it anymore.
Don't worry. You will get used to it soon.
Number 3. Do you have to read aloud?
Sorry. Is that bothering you?
Yes. I can't fall asleep.
I'm terribly sorry. I thought you didn't mind.
第二十大功能 Arguing 争吵 Number 37. Arguing 争吵疯狂实战
Number 1. Shut up! That's really too much! Who do you think you are?
All right, I'm through with you.
Number 2. I've had enough of you. I don't want to see you anymore.
The feeling's mutual. Get out of here and never come back.
Number 3. You've been reading my boyfriend's letters, haven't you?
That's not true.
Come on, admit it. I know you have.
It just isn't so. I haven't been reading his letters. Don't accuse me of things. It's not fair.
I'm not accusing you. I saw you doing it. You're a liar.
You're crazy. You're imagining things. Who would want to read your boyfriend's stupid letters anyway?
How do you know they're stupid if you didn't read them?
恭喜各位。恭喜各位坚持学完了这二十大超级生存功能。要知道，掌握了这二十大功能，你就可以在美国生活了。如果你们将上面的句子全部脱口而出，别人一定会以为你是在美国长大的。与外国朋友交谈更是不在话下。但是如果你想真正融入美国社会，让美国朋友真正的了解你，那么你还需要继续学习如何在社会交际中如鱼得水，如何表明自己的观点和态度，如何表达自己的喜怒哀乐，如何在现实生活中言行一致，如何与他人进行咨询和交流，以及如何将所有的功能综合运用，进行更加高级复杂的交流。这些都是我们下面要向大家介绍的高级功能，请各位继续和我们一起来学习更加精彩的内容。第二部分 Social Interactions 社会交际篇 Number 38 Asking for help 寻求帮助疯狂实战
Number 1 Could you do me a favor?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Number 2 Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the railway station?
Certainly. You can take bus number 269 to get there. Number 3. Is there any chance you could drop off this package for me at the post office?
I'm not sure I can. I've got a class in 5 minutes.
Number 39. Offering and accepting help. 提供和接受帮助。疯狂实战。
Number 1. Here, let me help you.
Oh, thanks a lot. Number 2. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, please. I can't find my book. I was just reading it 10 minutes ago. Number 3. Let me do the laundry for once. You're always doing it.
Okay. That would be very nice of you.
Number 40. Declining help. 谢绝帮助。疯狂实战。
Number one, do you want me to sweep the floor?
No, that's all right. Number two, if you like, I could do something for your baby.
No, don't bother, really. Number three, would you like me to carry the suitcase upstairs for you?
Thank you for offering, but I can manage it myself.
超级挑战
Number one, excuse me, are you okay?
Well, I'm not sure.
What happened?
I was just hit by a bicycle.
Oh, no. Can I do anything to help?
No, that's okay. I think I'll be all right.
Well, here, let me help you up.
Thanks. You're very kind.
Don't mention it.
Number two, would you like me to help you move that desk?
No, that's okay. I can move it myself.
Oh, come on. Let me give you a hand. There's no sense in your moving it yourself if I'm here to help.
Really, it's nice of you to offer, but...
Look, I insist. You're not moving that desk by yourself.
Well, okay. But I really don't want to trouble you.
No trouble at all. Honestly, I'm happy to lend a hand. Many hands make light work, you know.
Number 41. Offering things and accepting. 主动提供与接受。疯狂实战。
Number 1. Would you care for a cup of tea?
Yes, please. That would be great. Number 2. Like some ice cream?
Great. Chocolate ice cream is my favorite. Number 3. Do you need a ride home?
Thanks. That would be terrific. I planned on walking, but I didn't know it was going to rain so hard tonight. You're a lifesaver.